This is Monterey Bay Today from KEZU News. It's Friday, August 7th. I'm Lisa Ledeen. In Santa Cruz, the three-year Murray Street Bridge seismic retrofit has reached its midpoint. KEZU's Amy Mayer has more about the bridge's summer closure.
All right, all aboard!
The Free Santa Cruz Water Taxi is operating on a rare Tuesday. The boat carries passengers from one side of the harbor to the other. It's a quick ride. By car, with the Murray Street Bridge closed, it takes much longer. Passenger Gay Giffen appreciates the water taxi, but wishes it ran every day, not just weekends and special occasions.
They need to provide a water taxi 7 days a week for all of the people that want to get to the other side and for all the businesses that are suffering because the bridge is closed.
The taxi is operating today for National Night Out. Santa Cruz Community Service Officer Jessica Good says the event is at the harbor this year in part because of the bridge work.
Well, we really want to promote all the wonderful things that there are on the east side of Santa Cruz.
The bridge will reopen in one direction this fall. More full closures are on the schedule before the $50 million project wraps up in January 2028. In Santa Cruz, Amy Mayer, KAZU News.
The Trump administration wants to streamline Head Start regulations for class sizes, teachers' qualifications, and more. Officials say cutting red tape will give local programs more control. But Head Start California Executive Director Melanie Cottrell told our partner KQED deregulation might weaken the quality.
Head Start has always been the gold standard in this type of program, and it's more highly regulated because it is so unique and because it does so many different things.
She says Head Start has higher standards than other programs because it provides health care checks, nutritious meals, and other anti-poverty services for the most vulnerable children. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. Tune in tomorrow for our weekly roundup, and we'll be back Monday with more local news.